Number 39. Even presidents make mistakes. Despite the contemptible conditions in the camp, people agreed that the containment of people with minds that had been contaminated was a necessary evil. The plan had always been contingent, but in the current circumstances, no one contested the decision. The leaders told the people that in the context of history, they would be remembered as continent and moral. The people voted for a continuation of the policy, and the contented feeling towards the leaders became quite contagious. People were giddy with the thought that contiguous lands would look to them to resolve matters and deal with contentious nations. Just contemplating some of the nations in the world filled the people with contempt. These contemptuous people were contented to believe that no sane person could be in contention of their plans. The conventional beliefs of the people in this country were in contrast with those of its leaders. Truths were contorted and mangled and spun into webs of deceit. Although these contortions were believed, they seemed to contradict the basis of the people's society. The fact that the new beliefs contravened the founding beliefs of the state never occurred to the people. The contumacious leaders were so confident that they felt they could give contradictory information to suit their goals. With a contumacy, they contrived to control the world. They swore not to rest until they had received contrition from others for not signing trade contracts and sharing their ideology. News was full of stories of contraband goods being smuggled into the country to undermine the economy. This controversial contrivance worked and stirred up a great xenophobia within the people. They saw other cultures as a contusion on the earth. The leaders were like scientists, experimenting without control, allowing no one to controvert their results. The people became content with the idea that no nation could contend them. The conundrum of whether this contrived national feeling would last would soon be solved. At a convention of the nation's leaders, a contrite president took the podium. He admitted that a lack of continence had caused him to stray from his wife. The guilt he had felt had made him ill. He had been staying at a private convalescent home. While convalescing, he had, at his convenience, a book detailing many different cultures. He read it over and over. He had discovered that other cultures did not have contaminated minds, and he swore to convene with the leaders of the world to make amends for his thorough disregard for other cultures and ideologies.